Yeah, Frosty Talks episode 23. Let's do it.
That's right.
That's fucking right. All right. Well, what was it? Last Friday, did you see they held the NHL lottery draft finally? And it was a mess. It was a fucking mess. But it was the best scenario, in my opinion. The first overall pick is going to a placeholder.
Yeah, it makes no fucking sense, but...
It's...
I mean, here we are. This is 2020.
No, like we've said it a billion times, no one really wanted this situation where this is even a possibility. But this is a pretty good publicity thing for the NHL. Like, if it goes all according to plan and the Red Wings get the first overall pick, yeah, the draft lottery is over. We move on and the NHL doesn't get big storylines or anything. Well, now everyone's talking about the lottery and how the hell is a playoff team going to be getting first place? I think it's good. I think it's going to be funny and just a good publicity thing.
I mean, yeah, it's good for publicity. It's good for, I mean, it's information that we're getting and it's just more shit happening. But if I weren't a fan of a team that's, you know, like a top 16, then I'd probably be upset because, I mean, we were not going to get anywhere near, yeah, you know, the first 20 picks at least. So, I mean, if you're a bottom, what is it, bottom 16, then, I mean, it's a little unfortunate for you. But, I mean, it's the way she goes. It's the way things are going down. You can't really refute it. It's what they've decided. And, I mean, we got hockey coming back the next couple of weeks, I'd say, so.
Dude, I mean, it almost guarantees that we're going to have to watch or that we're going to have to play the playoffs because What are you going to do? Redraft the lottery? Probably not. So I think it's great. And now we also get the NHL gets another TV date with the supplemental draft after the play-in round. And I think it's good. I mean, some people are going to say, well, what if team tanks to get that first overall pick? I think that's ridiculous. That's not going to happen. There's just no way.
You're not going to tank when you're already in the playoffs. Like, that's just, well, I mean, if you are, like, you're just super desperate for first overall and, like, you're just kind of sad. You're a sad organization if that's what you're going to do. Like,
well, and even if you were to tank, it's still a 1-in-8 chance that you get the first overall pick regardless. And these guys, some of them are in their 30s, and this is their best shot ever to get a Stanley Cup victory. So there's just no way. I don't think that's ever going to be an issue in the NHL, like direct, like very obvious tanking.
Well, to add to that, like playoffs are a totally different breed, and especially this year. Like you can always say it's anybody's year. Like, look what happened last year. Like, well, the top 3 out of 4 teams got knocked out in the first round. Like, that's fucking crazy. Like, this year, it's even more so anybody's year. And, like, we don't know what the hell is going to go on. So, I mean, I think it's great. It's going to be awesome. And, I mean, I don't have any real issues with the lottery, the way they held it. But, I mean.
No. So, the way the lottery ended up, you have placeholder team with the first overall pick. The LA Kings ended up with the second, the Senators in the third spot, Red Wings fourth, Senators again at fifth, Anaheim got the sixth overall, New Jersey the seventh, and Buffalo got the last pick of the lottery draft. So I think Buffalo, if anyone wants to complain, I think Buffalo fans can about the lottery.
They're just going to be getting fucked in the ass like the past 8 years, and it just keeps happening. Like, it's comical at this point. It's just tough luck, man. Like,
dude, blame the Pegulas for sure on that one. But Buffalo just got gypped of not even having to be in the lottery. They could have been in the playoffs. Then once they get that lottery, they get a decent-ish chance at a higher pick. No, screw them. They get the eighth. Dude, poor Buffalo. Hopefully this shit turns around for those guys, but I don't know. We'll see. I know Redfin.
Laughing stock of the league. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. Red Wings fans are a little upset, obviously. I mean, they were by far the worst team in the NHL this year. Like, you could say that team kind of almost deserved first, but, man, being the worst shouldn't give you an easy, like, victory in the draft, you know? At least not in the NHL, the way they handle things. It just, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, lots of teams have been screwed out of the first overall pick. Look at the Avalanche a few years back when they ended up picking fourth. They got Cale Makar.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I was going to say that. Like, if you have a top eight pick, like, it's still – that's promising. Like, you don't know how the hell those guys are going to play. I mean, there's been plenty of first overall busts over the years. And, I mean, look at Cale Makar. He's one of the greatest rookie defensemen probably ever. So, I mean
– yeah. Yeah,
don't be too upset.
He's at fourth. And then even then, Quinn Hughes, the other Calder Trophy race in that guy there, he was drafted at seventh. So just because, you know, you don't get the first overall pick doesn't mean you're not going to end up with a stud of a player. Yeah, so I think it's fine. And like I said, it almost guarantees that we have to play hockey now to figure out who the hell gets the first overall pick.
Yep.
I think that's going to make it even more entertaining.
It's too cool. It'll make it a little more competitive, hopefully. Yeah,
I hope so. And,
yeah,
I don't know if it'll make it more competitive, but there's absolutely no way it makes it any less competitive, in my opinion. But that's just, like
I said. Well, yeah. Yes. I mean, I guess it doesn't really make it more competitive because, like you said, they can still tank, but they're not going to
make it less competitive. It allows
those teams to kind of be more okay with the way things have gone down because, like, if you do get fucking swept in the first round, you're like, oh, well.
Could get the first overall pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way. It almost makes it like, hey, yeah, you had to play.
Like, yeah, no one likes how shit's gone down. But, like, if you do get fucked on the first round, for, like, lack of a better word, like, you get the first overall.
Yeah, it all works out. And – you know, I think hockey is going to be the sport that really actually makes a very solid comeback to their season. They announced where the hub cities are going to be. Vegas is out. They shot.
Yeah, because Americans are fucking idiots and can't figure this shit out.
Yeah, so they're saying, screw it, we're going to Canada. Toronto and Edmonton will be the two hub cities. And that's literally my exact reasoning on why I think the NHL will be able to actually get their shit going and playing is because they're playing in Canada.
And I was thinking about this the other day, dude. I feel like Canadians, like, have more control of their shit. Like, they're more, like, down to earth when it comes to, like, I don't know, like, I was also thinking about this. I know this is two different points, but, like, their fan base is so fucking crazy. Like, they're all so diehard. They only have, like, five or six teams, and Toronto being one of the, like, richest teams.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're fucking loaded. Like, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I feel like there's too many teams in the United States. Like, they should kind of branch out more into Canada and kind of involve them more in it because, I mean, again, their fans are so diehard. I think it'd bring in more money. I think it'd bring in a greater, bigger fan base. Like I really dig that they're moving everything to Canada. I mean, there's not a whole lot they can do in this situation, but, like,
I would agree. Like, I would like to see.
They're the fucking natives to the sport too. Like, you know, they're gonna show up. Like,
yeah. I don't know. I mean, thank you, Canada, for taking all of this shit seriously and hosting hockey for us. Like, you guys have earned it. I think. You know, and what better day to tell Canada and Canadians like that you're going to host the NHL playoffs than on Canada Day yesterday. That was dope. Good for them.
Big day for Canada.
Big day for Canada, eh? So with the announcement of the hub cities, they also have been feverishly working out the new CBA to finalize – phase 3 and 4, as well as just fix a few other things agreement-wise between players and owners. one awesome thing. I think we're going to see NHL players back in the Olympics in 22 and 26. That's like the big news from the CBA.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like if the season does flop and you have to wait a little bit longer, man, we'll see. At least we'll be able to see like Sidney Crosby and McDavid on the same line in the Olympics in 22.
Yeah.
So that would be fun.
I always thought that was kind of a stupid restriction that they threw in there.
I get the idea of not wanting players that you pay a ton of money to get hurt in the Olympics, but the Olympics is the world's largest stage. Like having those like NHL players playing there at the high level that they do only brings in fans. You make money in the long run, even if a player gets hurt.
Well, and it's a way for like the NHL to pump their tires, be like, look at these athletes that were fucking paying so much goddamn money to just ruin other countries. Like,
you should also,
we're not paying them to play against other countries, but like we're paying them a lot of fucking money.
Yeah. Like a lot
kind of it's kind of a way to like dispute any argument that, you know, we're paying them too much because they're fucking unreal. They're the greatest in the world.
The NHL has never been faster, more entertaining, and just talent level is higher than it's ever been, ever. This is the best possible way to showcase it. A larger playoffs during a drought of sports and bringing the NHL back to the Olympics. Best case scenario. It's lit. I love it. I will 100% be getting an Austin Matthews Team USA jersey.
That would be lit.
That's gonna be a fresh looking jersey when that comes out.
Can you imagine Nathan McKinnon, McDavid, and Crosby on the first line? That'd be not even fucking chill, dude. Not even chill.
Dude,
other teams would be like, these are like top two of the fastest NHL players to ever fucking skate. And like, what am I supposed to do?
Then you have to think in the Olympics, even Team Sweden, they were probably going to be pretty good. The Finnish team would be pretty damn good too. Mm-hmm. Shit, you could, there's probably a few, I bet the Czech team could even make some noise. Like, the NHL just keeps getting better. Like, it's going to, the Olympics are going to be awesome. I'm so excited for it.
It's great for PR. It's great for the sport. Great for the National Hockey League. And I never really saw a reason why they didn't do it in the first place.
Honestly, along with the CBA, they're going to be capping the escrow, which Panarin, he commented on that. He said that there's no way that the NHL can resume without a definitive answer on how the escrow is going to be going. So they're going to cap it at 20% this year, for the next year. And then after that, it's just going to continuously drop so that players make more of their own money, which is, I like that. Like they've earned that paycheck. They have.
Yeah, it makes sense. I don't think there should ever really be a cap when it comes to like performance and incentives and shit like that. So I think it's a good idea.
I don't think so either, especially considering these owners in all sports, they have a lifetime to make their money. These players only have a finite amount of time. Like, if they're going to get paid a big paycheck, they deserve that big-ass paycheck because they don't have, like, 2 years to do it. Along with that, keeps a flat salary cap for the next 2 years, which for some teams is probably going to screw them, a few others, and they'll be fine. And then it'll continue to raise after the 2 years flat salary cap. And that actually ended up being important because along with it being usually Canada Day is the start of free agency, and it also is the day where they pay out all of their signing bonuses. So that was in question, but every single team paid out all the bonuses they were supposed to, which totaled like $300 million being paid out yesterday.
So much money. Every time I saw that list and I saw, that's what made me look into like how much money Toronto has. Like, because Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews both, they dished them like $30 million. I was just like, how the fuck can any team like just throw that money away? But like, good Lord, they have so much money.
So, yeah, Toronto ended up paying out like $40 million in signing bonuses. I think the lowest was technically Winnipeg because they didn't have to pay anyone a signing bonus. But besides that, Boston had to pay Bergeron $1 million. That was it.
Yeah.
And then for the Avalanche, their highest was actually Kadri at $2 million. So yeah. not even Nate Dogg is getting the big bucks because he kind of lives like Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, he probably would have been like, I don't need it. Like,
it's like I want good enough money.
I want Dubs. I want a cup. I want that Stanley Cup red.
I was very upset when I heard that like Vegas had shot themselves in the foot and they weren't going to be hosting anymore because I figured I was going to be in Las Vegas when that was all going down. Then I kind of realized, well, what?
You weren't going to go watch the games.
Like, I can't go see the games.
Yeah.
I mean, I could attempt to break into the Stanley Cup celebration, but now that has been...
Get arrested and then...
Man. If I drink from the cup before I'm arrested, worth it. If not, then...
If you can pull that off, then you're like one of the greatest criminals ever.
Right? That'd be fucking awesome. So they're also back into the CBA. It also just says if a player feels that they're, you know, they don't want to play this year in the playoffs and everything for safety's sake, or literally they just don't want to, they're able to just opt out. They don't need a reason, which that's fine. I think that's cool. If players want to be around their families during all this, then let them, you know. Hockey's not literally life, you know, for those guys. I know a lot of people are going to be wanting to play, but I think we're going to see a couple of people opt out, just not a ton.
Well, yeah, I only think that would be a real issue if you saw, like, you know, 4 or 5 guys per team opting out.
Yeah, yeah. Because the thing is, they're going to be expanding the roster, like we've said before. So even if like one player is like, you know, I just don't feel comfortable. I think I could get sick. I'm immunocompromised, or my family is, or something like that. Well, they have a larger roster and they'll be able to fill that in if need be.
Dude, I would honestly be surprised. Like if anyone that's for like any player from a team that's in the Stanley Cup opts out of that, because any shot at a Stanley Cup, like if you're a traditional hockey player, like you're not going to miss that shit. So, I mean, it's a good rule. Like, it's cool that they're giving them that option, but I don't think I see it happening really for a lot of people.
I mean, the Stanley Cup is probably one of, if not the most prestigious, like, team trophy in sports.
Yeah, like, all these guys have dreamed of hoisting that since they were just kids, you know? Like, if they're getting that opportunity, then I don't see a lot of them really kind of saying no to that.
No, and like I said, like, a lot of these guys, it's going to be their only chance to win a cup. So, like,
yep.
You should, like, I feel like they're going to want to take advantage of it while they can.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hate on anyone for not participating. I'm just thinking that, you know, it's a shot to win a Stanley Cup. Like,
oh, yeah.
I think, yeah.
Even if it was like Nathan MacKinnon saying, you know what, I don't feel comfortable, I'd be disappointed for sure, but I'm not going to sit back and berate him for doing what he thinks is best for his safety.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't do it to any player. It's not, you know, not a good look for any fan to start shitting on a guy that's definitely more talented than you in a sport you love.
Yeah.
All right. Good news. Oscar Lindblom finished his cancer treatments today.
You rang the bell, dude. I almost fucking cried. I seriously almost did.
I was sitting in the office watching that, and he's like, "Hey, I got you." He's like, "I got you guys a present," and that's when I was just like,
"This is Jersey."
I didn't need it.
And they're all like, "You're like the greatest patient." Like, oh my god, this is awesome.
You can't see, obviously. They're all wearing masks, but dude, you can just see like how happy those nurses and everyone in that room around him was to like see him walk out of there healthy. It was awesome. Congratulations to Oscar Lindblom. And, dude, cannot wait to see him on the ice in 2020. Not this season, next season. But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be such a cool thing to see him out on the ice with the team again.
Yeah. It's an awesome story. I mean, it's shitty. So shitty that anyone has to go through fucking that kind of shit. But the way he handled it, like, always had his head up about it, and he fucking beat that shit.
Even without his golden locks too, he still is one pretty son of a bitch. So, like I said, congrats to Oscar. Fuck cancer. He beat its ass. We're happy for you here.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Anything else with the NHL that you want to chime in on before we move into some other things?
I think we touched on just about everything we needed to.
Yeah, man, the NHL, we're chugging along. We'll see. They're still going to be planning on training camp on July 13th-ish with traveling to the hub cities around the 23rd of this month. So, dude, we're closing in on, like, day countdowns. Yeah,
3 weeks.
Beautiful. Love it. All right, moving out of the NHL.
Cam Newton.
Yeah, I was literally going to say we got a nightmare in New England. Fuck.
Cam Newton to the Patriots, dude. What blew my fucking mind is the amount of, like, shitty teams that passed on him.
The rate.
Like, he's only guaranteed, like, 550K or something, dude. Anyone could have taken him.
He got – so, and then he's
– league minimum.
Yeah, he got signed on the league minimum as an MVP caliber quarterback. Granted, that was several years ago. And lots of rehabbed injuries ago. But,
dude,
everything that I've heard now is he is jacked as shit, healthy as fuck, and is going to be playing with Josh McDaniels, or has Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick as his coaches now.
Dude, before he got injured last year, they went 6-2, I think.
Yeah, I think the second.
And then they lost 8 straight. They lost 8 straight after Cam Newton went down. Like, yeah, granted, he has had a bad track record when it comes to injuries, but, like, he took his team to a Super Bowl. He won an MVP. Like, I cannot believe the amount of teams that passed up on him.
The Raiders should have gotten him. The Chargers should have gotten him.
The Chargers should have fucking gotten him. The Jaguars should have gotten him.
The
Browns could have gotten him, dude. I mean, you have Baker Mayfield. Like, who knows what the fuck he's going to do? But, like, you get Cam Newton in there. Holy shit, dude.
I think there's only there are fewer teams that shouldn't have signed him than should have signed him. And the one team that everyone was like, please don't let Cam go here. Please.
Yeah.
Someone else sign this guy. And then the fucking Patriots and Bill Belichick and his stupid lightning fingers and his Emperor Palpatine looking hoodie bullshit pulled off a miracle.
And Cam Newton's undefeated against the Patriots too. I thought that was funny.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Fuck. So yeah, I mean, a lot of people started bad-mouthing Cam, including myself, after he didn't jump on that ball in the Super Bowl because Von Miller ended up becoming his daddy that game. But, dude, now he's with Josh McDaniels, who was able to get Matt Cassel to an 11-5 record. Now he has Cam Newton, who makes Mohamed Sanu look like a child.
Yeah, if you're a Patriots fan, like, all your hope is back again.
This is the first time any team has lost an MVP and then in the same season or offseason signed another MVP.
Yeah.
And the Patriots did it.
I mean, it's a good move by the Pats, man. Like, you got to praise it because it's just crazy. Crazy world we're living in.
This is the best move that Bill Belichick and the Patriots have probably ever pulled in the history of the Patriots.
For literally no money.
No.
Like, he's going to be the starter. Like, his contract is set up so that if he, like, wins a certain amount of games, he gets bonuses. And, you know, if they go to the playoffs, whatever. So he's probably going to make good money. But, I mean,
he got
him for a fucking bargain.
So he's got essentially, like, a Richard Sherman-style deal where you look at it up front and you're like, dude, he's not getting paid anything. But if he plays really, really well, yeah, he's going to get paid some decent money. which I think that's fair. Cam hasn't exactly produced to his 2015 levels of MVP. So yeah, give him an incentive heavy contract. The guy looks like he can perform. He looks like it. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. Like, hopefully, I mean, I don't like the Patriots by any means, but like, I'd love to see Cam on like a comeback season. I think that'd be cool. I've always been a Cam Newton fan.
I like him as like a person. I will admit, like after that Super Bowl and everything, I did straight up say, it's like, dude, he doesn't look like he has that leadership. It looks like Vaughn literally took something like some of his mojo away during that game. But the guy is a standout dude. Like, he is always around doing stuff with the community. He gives, like, after every touchdown, he gives a football to like a little kid in the front row. Like, he's clearly a good dude. I'm just sad that he's on the Patriots because, yeah, I don't like the Patriots.
To me, why I love him so much is he's one of those first players that played with just so much swag and so much confidence that you just like I always just respected him because he did not give a fuck. Like, he'd throw titties, he'd run it in, he'd do the fucking Superman, like, so badass, dude. Like, I always thought he was a baller.
I found a clip of some New England sports casters. They were saying Bill Belichick is going to hate Cam Newton and his celebrations and all of that stuff. And one, I just think that's ridiculous. If you look back at Bill Belichick's track record, he's fine with celebrating, you know. He doesn't like the individualism too much. I think he just wants you to be hyping up your team, and that's exactly what Cam does. Yeah, he runs a touchdown in, he does the Superman, but then he hands the ball off to a little kid and celebrates with the rest of the team like a leader would do.
Yeah, the rest of the team like feeds off of that swagger, that confidence. So, I mean, Belichick's a smart dude. Like, he sees that kind of shit. If it becomes an issue, he'll say something. If not, his team's going to win games. Like,
yeah. Now, and then, like I said, once again, this is an unbelievably smart sign. So let's say Cam doesn't play as well as a lot of people think he could, and he actually is on a different team next year. The Patriots will get a compensation third-round pick next year. They lost their third-round pick because of violations of filming. So, you know, they got caught filming the teams again. And they lost a third-round pick next year. So if Cam Newton, the MVP, plays poorly, they get a third-round pick from him. If he plays really well... Yeah, and if he plays really well, he makes a ton of money and takes the Patriots back to the AFC Championship.
It's a monster move. It's just a win-win if you're a Patriots fan, if you're Bill Belichick. I mean,
if you're in New England, you saw that news and you were like, this is the greatest day ever. Everyone outside of New England was like, this is the worst. The absolute worst.
Monster's a monster pick, dude.
Like I said, good for the Patriots. Don't like them at all, but God, good for them.
Never will.
No. I will respect Tom Brady for what he has done and like him as a person and all that. Don't like the Patriots. Won't do it.
What do you have to say about Cam Newton?
I like Cam. Okay, I think if he's healthy,
how
do
you
good? I thought before they took the Pats, I think Bill Belichick for the Pats, like before they got Cam Newton, I said this, and they're going to make the newly added last playoff spot.
Okay.
But the Bucks aren't going to make the playoffs.
Hot take. I like that. That's dope. That's good, though.
That's a good
one. That's a little take on the pod this week.
Beautiful. No, I like that. So we got that's your cousin, isn't it? So we got your cousin saying that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to miss the playoffs still.
But the Patriots are going to make the newly added spot.
All right. Well, I'll write that down. Let's see.
It's a hot take. I fucking love that.
Exactly. Beauty. And that's coming from a guy who loved Cam Newton on the Panthers. So we'll see how it all works out. Other NHL or NFL, man. Not a lot. They canceled two of the preseason games. So preseason is only going to be two this year, which, yeah, that makes sense. And then the Washington R-Words have been threatened by multiple sponsors to change their name. It needs to happen. It's needed to happen.
It's been a conversation for like a decade now, and like given everything that's gone down with like racial segregation and all that, like it doesn't really matter what side you're on. Like you kind of just got to give in to that at this point, you know?
It's been happening for years. Back in 2013, Snyder said, "We will never change the name." And I think that's literally just because it hasn't affected his bottom dollar. And I don't think he's ever going to change it because he's a good human being. I think he's just going to change it because FedEx, Pepsi, and a couple other of his major sponsors said, yeah, we're going to pull the plug if you do not change the name.
So, we got what was it going to be?
Oh, I said it should be the Washington Apaches, but it should not be Native American related. It should just be the attack helicopter.
The Washington Apache.
Like the attack helicopter.
Yeah.
And then
what about Washington Indians?
Isn't there Cleveland Indians already? I mean, I guess that's
not real baseball.
True. I think
there's a few. Yeah. Like the Cardinals, that's baseball and football.
True.
There's a few teams that have, or do you think they just ditched the whole Indian theme?
I think they should just ditch that whole theme personally. Like I said, Washington Apaches, but it's the attack helicopter. And then instead of doing flyovers with jets, you do flyovers with the attack helicopter.
Buy your R-Words jerseys while you still can.
Yeah.
Might be worth something.
Maybe it'll be like a historical thing at some point. Like, hey, remember when we had this really fucked up NFL team name? I think it's going to end up happening.
Like it is a pretty fucked up name. Like, no one ever really realized it until, like a decade ago. I mean, there are probably people that are, like, pretty fucked up, but, like, they've been around for the entirety of the NFL.
So, like, they have not. Yeah. So, we'll see. I think, I don't know, man. It's theorized that since FedEx is the owner of the naming right of the stadium, if they pull that, then they can't really play there anymore, the R-Words. Well, so they were going to go to their old stadium in the area. Well, the people that own the land of the stadium said, we won't allow you to use the stadium if you don't change the name.
Yeah,
there you go.
They're essentially blackmailing them, like in a weird way. But like,
I think that's the only way we're ever going to see Dan Snyder change the name.
On a side note, I would love to hear what you guys think the new name is going to be. So hit us up on Twitter. Let us know your thoughts. And it'll be interesting to scroll through what people think it's going to be.
Yeah, @Frosty_talks. Yeah, just hit us up there, follow us, and let us know what you think. I think I like the Washington Apaches as the attack helicopter. What do you got any ideas off the top?
I don't, dude. Like, it could be fucking anything.
It literally, yeah.
Like, what's in Washington? It could be like, dude, I don't fucking know.
Did you do the Washington Monuments?
That might be cool.
That'd be
The Washington Admirals. That'd be cool.
I like that one. That one's actually
It's like a general guy. I don't know.
Yeah. Just anything.
But make him like a like he's got like a headpiece and shit. So like it's still like an Indian, but it's like a chief, like Chief Indian. Like, granted, there are the Chiefs, but, like,
I think at that point, yeah, you just end up having to, you know, do a little bit more PR and make sure the name and, like, all the logo stuff isn't really fucked up looking. That's a big thing here. So
we're trying to avoid racism. Let's get away from that.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing to do. I think it's a good thing to not have a racist mascot.
Yeah, I think that's something we should all vouch for. Or against.
Yeah. We're
not vouching for racism.
Anti-racism. Good. Other things in the NHL or NFL. I'm going to do that a billion times in my lifetime. Zeke is threatening to sue Sports Illustrated because...
As he should.
Yeah, so an article came out claiming that he was getting high on one of his Twitch streams because he forgot to log off, which a lot of people did, and said as he's about to log off, damn, I'm low-key faded, bro. And immediately Sports Illustrated thought, well... That must mean he's high as shit. There's literally no other option for it. It's like, dude, if you're faded, you could be drunk. Like,
yeah. When I say I'm faded, I usually am drunk.
Yeah, I don't think I have ever said, man, I'm super faded and been high. I've been really drunk.
I'm super cooked. I'm super frosty. I'm super.
I'm high. Yeah, toasted. Like, I'm not faded. So he's threatening to sue, and also, one, even if he was high on the stream, like, who gives
a fuck? It doesn't matter.
It literally doesn't matter at this point. Yeah, I'm like,
he can smoke weed if he wants now. Like,
yeah, he can't get suspended. Who gives a shit?
And what does that do for Sports Illustrated? Absolutely nothing. They're just being idiots, and they're just being idiots.
They've been – I mean, Sports Illustrated has been gutting writers, like – for years now because, you know, they just haven't really kept up with times too well, unfortunately. And, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if not a single writer there knows actually what faded means. Like, wouldn't be shocked at all.
They're all, like, 60-year-olds that, yeah. I don't know. They're probably just a bunch of right-wing, like, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds.
Just like
when I think of Sports Illustrated, I think of like 10 like upper age men sitting in a conference room drinking black coffee, like just seeing yeah.
What the fuck is this Twitch thing that Zeke is doing? It sounds like drugs.
Pass me a cigar
and some cocaine. Well, we talked about how Zeke Elliott shouldn't do drugs.
And continue the monopoly against marijuana.
So, yeah. I don't think Zeke's going to end up suing him because they did pull down the article and apologize. They're like, yeah, we should have looked into that a little bit more. It's like, you shouldn't have badmouthed Ezekiel Elliott for no fucking...
Like, he's literally just, like, playing video games, like, trying to chill with the boys, and, like, you're just being ignorant assholes.
Every sports writer should be just thanking every single athlete that's like, hey, I want a stream to entertain people. Like, that's content for us and them. Like,
if you're dogging on athletes during these times, you're just, like, an all-time low scumbag, and you should not have a job.
Yeah, as a person that like writes for athletics, yeah, you shouldn't be bad mouthing them. They're doing everything they can to just stay sane and healthy.
Yeah, like they're all like half of them are fucking probably going crazy by this point. Like if they're committing crimes, like by all means, bad mouth them, I guess. But I mean,
yeah,
he's just chilling in his fucking basement and playing video games.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago there were like 6 different athletes that got arrested in the NFL in like a 4-day span, all for like gambling and like assault and theft and stuff like that. And that, yeah, badmouth them a little bit. Like, that's not cool. But,
and like, they, like, sorry to interrupt you, but like, they kind of made this a bigger issue than that. Like, he did literally nothing wrong. And they're like, oh, fuck this guy. Like, we're not going to sponsor this guy. And he's like, fuck you guys. Like, I'm just chilling in my house playing video games, like not committing crimes.
Like, I've been playing video games as video games were intended to be played. Drinking some beers and entertaining the boys while you're at it. Like, thank you.
Maybe smoking some blunts, maybe not.
And even if he was, which he wasn't, no one would care. Literally no one, not even the NFL cares anymore.
If I was an owner, if I was the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, I'd be like, yeah, I'd rather him smoke weed than be drinking alcohol because it's not going to affect him as much and he's going to play better.
Yeah, and you don't wake up.
If you're a reasonable human being.
I don't know if Jerry Jones really is that reasonable, but
he's senile, so it's kind of a bad example, but
yeah, but in all reality, like, yeah, as an owner, I would much rather have my guys sitting at home on Twitch, smoking some weed and then going to the gym the next day rather than hitting up the club, blacking out and getting in a DUI or something.
Yeah.
Very simple choice to pick between. One's a crime and the other isn't.
The other is fairly relaxing and not harmful to your body. So
yeah,
definitely the former.
100%. So where was Zeke? 100% team Zeke on that one. Maybe not.
Zeke.
Yeah. Go Zeke. I think it's going to be good for him. If you sue.
Fuck the Cowboys. Go Zeke.
Deal. So other thing that's been keeping me entertained for last week or so, Jay Cutler's Instagram. Have you paid attention to that at all? Who murdered his chickens? It was raccoons. My guess was off.
Was it?
I said my theory, it was a joking theory, but I thought it was his ex-wife.
So, that would have been so fucking funny. So petty. I could totally see that.
My theory was Jay had been bad-mouthed a lot during the divorce proceedings, and everyone still liked him more.
Yeah.
She just couldn't.
Like, we all know he's not the greatest dude, but everyone was still on his side.
Yeah. Everyone was like, I like Jay more. I like Jay. I still like Jay.
And the Cutler conspiracy. What if his wife planted the raccoons, showed them where to get some meals? Plausible.
Unlikely, but
plausible.
Like, there are crazier things going on in 2020 than Kristen Cavallari training some raccoons to murder her ex-husband's chickens.
You got to think, man. He froze the bank accounts.
True. Like,
I mean, a crazy white lady that wants some money could do some pretty extreme things.
That's true. That is very true.
Plausible.
Unlikely, but plausible.
Plausible.
And that's all we need for the Jay Cutler chicken conspiracy. But so he ended up trapping raccoons. Dude, he bought like roosters to protect the chicken coop. He had night vision goggles on and then a sniper hut in a tree, which was actually just a tree house, but close enough. And he had...
I'd call it a sniper hut.
Cool, yeah. And then he had a rifle trained on his chicken coop like all night. Until, like, he literally just could not be out there any longer.
It's so funny. Dude,
it was hilarious. I'm all in on a Jay Cutler reality TV show. Even if it's just around the farm, that's all I need. At least until sports come back.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're closing in. Like I said, we're closing in on, like, about 20 days out from the NHL being able to travel to Edmonton and Toronto.
Mm-hmm. It's coming in quick.
About the same with the MLB. No idea what's going on in the NBA, but we're gonna be back. Sports will be back, and when we do,
everyone's making moves.
Lots of moves. I think from what I've heard, the NHL might be playing like 3 games a day at first. I will be hammering the over on all of that. Like, I will have gambling lines on all of it. I'm ready.
I think we're gonna make a lot of money.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. If I can channel the magic from the ponies into the NHL playoffs and everything, I will be coming out looking very well.
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
All right. Good seeing you, bud. You got anything else?
One last thing, I guess. I'm a little sick of seeing how upset Philip Lindsay still is, but I think that means that both of those running backs are going to have baller years. And I think it just, the competitiveness adds more competition. I mean,
I agree.
I think they're both going to be good. I think the Broncos are going to be sick. And yeah, I just kind of wish that they could kind of make amends at this point. Melvin Gordon, that is.
Yeah, between Melvin and Phil. I don't know. I don't know if there's actual bad blood, but like, I get the idea of
Phil Lindsay's got a Pringles can of chips on his shoulder at this point, and like, I'm just ready to see him fucking score some titties.
Dude, I think both Melvin and Phil have
chips. Melvin Gordon too.
Which,
exactly. Yeah, they both have a lot going on. I mean,
I think if there's a good team, like, running committee back there, Melvin Gordon and Philip Lindsay are just going to tear it up. So
I just hope that the locker room, I just hope that, you know, they become like a strong duo, and I hope that they're not butting heads and causing issues in the locker room. I need their chemistry to be nice, and I want to see some touchdowns.
I just want to see some touchdowns scored. I want to see some goals scored. Maybe even some dingers on the baseball field here soon. It's going to be good. It's going to be real good.
With that, it's been good seeing you, man.
Been good seeing you. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go follow us on Twitter at Dylan Ryan FT and Phil Buckets FT and Frosty_talks. And check out the site. And while you're there, maybe buy a hoodie or something. Support us and have a great day. Oh yeah. Have a great 4th
of July.
Yo, what's up, RJ? I might have to murder someone.
Yep. I bring my chick out to Ibiza just to grab a slice of pizza. Put my CD in her speaker. Yeah, it's really nice to meet ya. Ain't no monster, ain't no creature. I'm online, but ain't no creeper. I'm on time, so I just meet ya out my mind. So let me teach ya just to beat the beat till we bag them up. I live in a secret world like Alex Max, so you gon' have to drag it up right until there's no one left like Agatha Christie. But 10 little Indian girls all miss me. They build me up and fix me, throw me out like I'm a frisbee. But my whole team bout that business and your whole team bout be history. So please show me all that money. Jonathan Levicki, there's too many people biting, and I told them I hate hickeys. It's a mystery who done it. You are history, done with. If you pitch me 1/100th, then these other rappers done with. Cause there's something in my stomach, call it guts or call it dumb shit. I keep all of these women in my room like they're punished. Yeah, it's hard to say what my future holds exactly. But yeah, I gotta love my odds like a math lead. Oh yeah, I gotta love my odds as the black sheep, the kid with no rap sheet. But all I do is rap shit. I'm first in class, a prodigy. Or does that mean my mob's so deep? I'm prodigy, hitting me with sticks and stones. Don't bother me, I ignore the wannabes. Cause honestly, they're not what I would wanna be. So pardon me, please let me exit through the gift shop. My motivation is never waiting for shit to pop. Got some new friends, where they go when the hits stop? Time's kinda funny, let me trap it in my wrist. Watch what's next. Cable television, chicken pox and stress. Groupie love is kinda like obnoxious sex. Cause I love myself and yeah, that's that. So we can wait until we go and make it majorly. Celebrating with people who all be secretly hating me. My neighbors, they just waving me. They're nice, they are my favorite peeps. They never tell me keep the noise down when my neighbor sleeps. Well, that's the hard labor, and I ain't into that. So fuck money, I'ma put this on the internet. Donde eres tu girlfriend? She's in my bed. Why isn't she with you? She isn't into that. Yeah, I'm bilingual, so this is just a hot record. This is not a single. Pop, 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 motherfucker, I'm a Pringle. Millionaire matchmaker, making y'all mingle.